Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's banging I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, me and the young shooter are breaking down the most watched series on Netflix, the Dahmer series, the Jeffrey Dahmer series. Creepy, spooky, and just, you can't take your eyes off it. Plus, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Les Miserables, miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene, is getting divorced, and me and the young shooter document life on the road. All that and more on a brand new banging museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Have no fear, the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Dun, 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 dun. Diggity, dun, 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 dun. Diggity, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Diggity, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Disrupt Man is here. The Disruptive Warrior has landed. Flat feet, bad back, and sore hips, filled with inflammation. I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Have no fear. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, and you are now rocking with the very, very best. I thought I was going to go solo today, but he came in, and because he said he's a professional podcaster a couple of weeks ago, but I was ready to go solo on that ass just like my man Snoop Dogg said, went solo on that ass, and it's still the same. Long Beach TikTok is where I serve my king. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. The young shooter is in the place to be, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, a.k.a. Dean Collins is here. Young Shooter is back. We are back from Canada. How are you, Young Shooter?
Oh, man, I'm doing so well. And you know what? I'm just going to say this real quick. That might be one of my favorite introductions of the podcast that you've ever done. I think it was one of the best intros you've ever done. I think that you were, what was that? Was it the 20th Century Fox music that you were doing?
I don't know. Superman. I think that was Superman.
Because I thought it was the 20th Century Fox. Like, it was like a movie. But
in my head, I was doing the Christopher Reeve Superman. Da-da-da-da.
I see. Well, you don't fact check here, but you have the, I mean, your voice is, I mean, it was angelic. It sounded great.
Thank you.
Your voice is sounding really nice today.
Thank you very much. Are you being genuine when you say my voice is sounding?
Oh, hand to God. I am being completely genuine here, brother. I think you sounded great. I love that intro. Took me for a fucking loop there. I didn't know we were getting that.
I didn't know I was doing it either, my friend. Let me tell you something. Question for you.
Shoot.
Have you taken your mood stabilizers today?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I'm doing actually pretty well. I had a lot of wine last night. I got a little wild last night, but I woke up feeling like shit, had a little bit of a hangover.
Do tell, my friend.
There's not much to tell.
You said I had a little wine last night. I got a little wild last night, and then I say, do tell. Even my wife is over there perked up. She's like, what?
No, I mean, I had a nice night, but I did take my mood stabilizer, Zoloft. I'm tapering off of that.
You're going to pivot off that. We're not going to let you pivot. We're going to press you like it's a 60 minutes interview.
Okay.
You said you had a little wine, you got a little wild last night. We're asking you for the second time, hashtag do tell.
No, I'm seeing this girl lately. I've been seeing this girl for the past month and a half, 2 months, and she came over last night. She cooked me a nice dinner. She was in the kitchen cooking me a nice dinner. We had some like Asian fusion, pot stickers, dumplings, like all sorts of shit. Fried rice, all that. We picked up a nice bottle of orange wine at Erewhon. Erewhon has a nice selection of orange wine. And I stay the fuck away
from I've never heard of orange wine. I haven't either.
There's a lot of wines you'd never heard of, like plum wine, orange wine, all sorts of different colored wines. I thought it was just fucking red and white, but who would have thought? But went to Erewhon. They got a nice selection of wines. Got a bottle, was feeling real buzzed. Wanted to keep it going. Went to some other little wine bar. Bought a bottle at the wine bar before it closed, and just had a good night. It was nice. It's really nice because I'm not used to having somebody cook for me. I'm not used to having anything in my refrigerator. I barely have utensils, and it's just I feel like I'm like getting domesticated or something. It feels good.
You up in there playing house?
I'm playing house, man. And it's fun. I like playing house. I do like playing house.
All right.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But
playing house is fun until then, because you got the two adult dolls. You got to be careful. You don't want no baby dolls coming.
There ain't no babies coming. Don't worry about that.
I'm just saying. I just say baby dolls. I didn't say anything about babies. You say you're playing house. It's like, oh, let's get a bigger house. Let's get a baby carriage.
No.
Well, what for? Well, I'm just saying. House is fun until...
I understand what you're saying. And like the girl that I'm seeing, like she kind of jokes about that. Like our babies would look so good together and like, oh, yeah. I would love a baby. And I'm like, you're joking though, right? Because you're not actually serious about that. And she's always saying, I'm joking. But you got to be careful. Definitely got to be careful with that.
I'm going to note this part of the podcast and I'm going to ask listeners to DM me and DM the young shooter about what he just said. I know how it sounds.
I know that sounds kind of crazy, and I'm sure people are listening like, wow, this dude's about to have a fucking accident come out. This guy is going to get a girl pregnant. But it's not like that. I'm being very careful.
This motherfucker talking about, it's not like that.
It's not like that, man. I'm telling you.
You sound crazy on the yard, my man.
It's not like that, man.
Okay. All right.
She doesn't want kids right now, man. I know she jokes about it. You know, we always have a good laugh.
They all joke about it. Everybody makes a lot of jokes about a lot of things. I'm just telling you, house is fun.
Yes.
Until the babies come. Woo! House is fun,
until the babies come. That's a great catchphrase, too, for you.
that ain't fucking bad.
It's not bad at all.
House is fun until the babies come.
Right. And then fucking life is over after that, I guess.
Anyway.
So how are you doing, man? Let's pivot away from that.
Well, the reason why I asked you if you had taken your mood stabilizers is because I woke up. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the girl who I ran into. Her name is Hillary. Yes, that's her name. This morning I was on probably my second mile of my, what turned out to be a 6.5 mile walk. And it was a beautiful pre-fall day in New York City. And I saw a beautiful patch of grass in the sun. And I was going to lay down in that sun and start planking. This is on the east side of Central Park. And I said, I'll just do it later. I'll do it later. Because I was, you know, sometimes I'll just
impromptu planking.
But is there impromptulating or impromptu?
No, nothing like that. Just impromptu. I-M-P-R-O-T-O-U.
Sometimes I'll just do an impromptu plank.
Why not?
You got to get it in when you're feeling it. So this girl who's running at a pace, Hillary, in Central Park, she stops. She goes, oh, my God. I'm such a fan of the podcast. I've been listening to all your health stuff. I'm so glad you're feeling good. Ba, 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 ba. I'm a big fan. I never got the first 100, when we gave the first 100 t-shirts to the first subscriber. She said, I never got one, but I always wanted one. Can you do more t-shirts? I said, I was thinking about the disruptive fitness t-shirts. And she said, that would be so dope. And I said, yeah, we have a dope design by Mr. New York from France. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm running. I said, how long are you running? She said, I'm doing 12 miles today. I was like, God damn.
Wow. That's a fucking, that's a lot of miles, man.
I know, man.
I could barely do 0.5.
I know. And I was like, God damn. I said, well, you know what's funny, Hillary? I said, right before I ran into you, and I pointed because it was literally about 100 yards away, I said, I was going to literally plop down in that beautiful patch of sunny grass right there and plank. And I said, I'm glad we met, but wouldn't it have been even more iconic if we ran into each other or you ran into the gringo man dingo planking in the middle of Central Park? She goes, that would have been fucking awesome. And then she started telling me how she wants to start planking because I inspired her.
Really?
She said she's literally thought about starting. I said, listen, Hillary, if you're running 12 miles, the last thing you need to do is take physical fitness advice from the gringo man dingo. But if I could fucking do it, Hillary, you can fucking
did
do
you
it.
Say it? Did not, you say it?
I did not say if I could fucking do it, you can do it. But I thought about it afterwards. I said, this would have been a first time to really test the slogan. But I realized that it worked because she already said, this is a girl who's running 12 fucking miles in Central Park. She's running the whole fucking thing twice.
But do you think she was like, that's cute? Like, it's, maybe she was doing it to appease you? Like, maybe she was like, yeah.
No,
like,
listen, if you're running 12 miles, you're an animal.
Right. So how do you know? Why isn't she planking already?
You're on another level. But so she's trying to say, I want to build her. Because planking is, I guess, is for strength building.
Okay.
She said that my plank talk.
Wow.
Inspired her to want to start planking. So I say to Hillary, if I could fucking do it, you could fucking do it. Anybody else out there, if I could fucking do it, you can fucking do it. And just like I tell Hillary, if you come to see me live, if you run into me on the streets in New York, if you see me on tour, all you got to do is say Dingo, Sultan of Sniff, Disruptive Warrior. Dingo seems to be the one that people go to the most. You pick it. I don't care. Yo, you fuck with the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, you are going to get love from me. And it's crazy because we're going to talk about the ramifications of going on tour in a minute. I talked about the horror show that I had on the last podcast in customs. And it was terrible. But Bloomington, Minnesota, back at the marvelous Mall of America, October 6th through the 8th. Austin, Texas, October 20th through the 22nd. Royal Oak, Michigan on a Sunday. One show's already sold out on November 6th. They added another show. St. Louis, Missouri, November 17th through the 19th. Miami, Florida, December 1st through the 3rd. Portland, Oregon, December 8th through the 10th. And Pleasanton, California, December 16th through the 18th. All tickets, all information are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Those are the cities: Bloomington, Austin, Michigan, Royal Oak, Michigan, St. Louis, Miami, Portland, and Pleasanton. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I just had a quick question for you, like, because I know you're on your fitness game and you're doing all these things like staying active and staying healthy. And I was wondering if you've
heard. That's right. I am.
I know. That's why I said it. And I was just wondering if you heard about this trend. It's like a wellness trend. It's like called perineum sunning. Have you heard about this? It's where you put your ass.
Oh, you sun your asshole?
Yeah, you put your ass up in the air and you get that sunshine up your ass.
You're late.
So you've been doing this or?
Oh, we started sunning our asshole really? During the pandemic, brother. Oh, yeah.
The vitamin D just straight into your fucking asshole.
Why play games with it? Mainline it right into your poop chute.
Right.
Get that vitamin D right in your poop chute, right up the keister. And I found it to work during the pandemic.
But when you say work, is it like a shot of caffeine? What do you mean you found it to work? What did it do for you? It gives you an energy boost.
Listen, if you need that vitamin D, okay? And if you're going to get that vitamin D, why jeopardize skin? Why jeopardize sun, poison and all that? Get it right to the source. And I was taking vitamin D shots right up the keister all pandemic. I'll be honest. I haven't been doing it since we moved back to New York full time because... Listen, I go on my roof. I go on my roof and chill. The whole world can see you on there.
Fuck.
I'll strip down and drop a deuce in Central Park, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take a sun shot in the keister in Central Park because that's when you go to jail.
That's when you go
There's
to
no
jail.
Excuses. There's no, I have ulcerative colitis. There's nothing to explain that. And obviously, if you're taking sun in the keister, You have to be like in an open space. There's no hiding. There's no three-point stance. There's nothing. There's no 101 freeway. There's no 405 North. There's nothing. So
imagine seeing you doing that. That's that would be a sight.
Have you ever taken a little sun in the keister?
You know what? I haven't. You know what I do? I just take a vitamin D3 supplement. And that's pretty good for me. I don't need to like put my ass up in the air. And yeah, no, it's not like a big, I'm not bragging about it.
Oh, but I just take vitamin D. I take vitamin D also, but when I can.
You take it in your ass.
I'll take that vitamin, the sun.
You take it in your ass, right? Is that what you're saying? Is you like to take it in the ass? Is what you're telling all the listeners out there is, it seems like you like to take it in the ass. But that's your business. And you know, however you get your sunshine and your vitamin D, that's
if I need to take it in the ass, I'll take it in the ass.
Can we just clip that? Can we just like clip? I would love to have just that soundbite. If I need to take it in
what
the ass.
What did I say?
If I need to take it in the ass, I'll have to take it in the ass. Is that, I mean,
you said
that.
You just said it.
No.
I got you.
No, man. They know.
Woo,
no, I was saying. It was about what you were saying,
got
man.
Him,
I didn't.
Bro. Gotcha.
It wasn't what I wouldn't mean that about me.
Got him.
Have you ever been pegging, brother? Have you ever gotten pegged, brother?
Nah, my man, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's a question. It's just a question. We're just talking. I'm just asking. It's like a friend asking a question. Maybe that's what you're into.
I'll never do it, ever.
It's not my thing, but it seems like it might be your thing.
I never got pegged, brother.
All right. Well, anyway.
I don't know how I got on the mood stabilizers, but you know, I don't know if you remember this. It probably didn't exist when you were a kid, but growing up, if you grew up in, I know in New York City, I don't know if they had this in California. It was a New York City thing. When I was like, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and this is in the 80s. This is when, you know, Donald Trump, you know, was roaming around New York City being a scumbag. This is the Ed Koch era and all that stuff. But they would do these like PSAs on TV. They would say, it's 9:13 p.m.
Where are your children?
Do you know where your kids are?
Yeah.
Do you know that commercial?
Yeah, of course.
So that's why I started the podcast by asking, you know, it's 6:08 p.m. Have you taken your mood stabilizers today? Because I realized I took mine late and also realized something got wonky with my mood stabilizers today because at a certain point, I just got off the rails.
They should fucking bring that back. That is a genius idea, first of all. Fuck the where are the children at, because the whole state of the world, you know everyone's fucked up. You know everyone's on fucking medication. They should definitely do that. It's 6:08. Have you taken your mood stabilizer? And it's just a nice reminder.
100%.
It's a good reminder.
They should definitely ask people if they've taken their mood stabilizers.
You know who could have used that? Jeffrey Dahmer could have really used that reminder.
Yo.
I don't know if we get into that.
You want to pivot into this?
I mean,
first of all, we obviously did our top 20 sick fuck documentaries of all time, which is a coveted episode, which people are still discussing, as they should.
Yes.
As they should. Okay. But in regards to this Netflix show, Dahmer, I've only watched two episodes.
And oh, what?
The reason
I thought
why
you
I've
watched
only
way
watched
more.
No, the only reason why I watched two episodes is because the first episode was extremely disturbing, directed by the great Carl Franklin, who directed one of my favorite indie films. I would say, you know, a really great underappreciated, underseen indie film called One False Move with Billy Bob Thornton, Bill Pullman, the late, great Bill Pullman, right?
Yep.
No, not like, not Bill Pullman.
Bill Paxton you're talking about.
Bill Paxton, the late, great Bill Paxton. If you've never seen One False Move, it's a really, really good film. Carl Franklin directed the first episode of Dahmer, and I was like, I'm going to have to slow dick this.
Yeah.
No, Bruno, because this is not easy to absorb. This is not easy to deal with. This is not easy to watch.
No, it's dark
and
shit.
It's not even a documentary. And the actor who plays Dahmer, what's his name?
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters, I've seen him in a few things before. Excellent as Dahmer. I truly, and I'm saying this, I love actors, and I support all actors. I say this with all sincerity. Evan Peters, who stars as Dahmer, I truly hope you work again only because you're so good as Jeffrey Dahmer. And I hope you don't get typecast for being just the creepiest creep of all time. And I'm saying this as a compliment. But you're so creepy. You're so disturbing. You're so good and so believable. And you made me feel so uncomfortable that I hope it does. I know this kid is talented. And I'm saying this again. I don't fuck with actors. I don't shit on actors. I don't know if you got a romantic comedy in you. If you're able to pull off a romantic comedy lead after playing Jeffrey Dahmer, he goes into top 20 actors of all time.
I agree. I mean, he is fucking creepy. And you know what? Like, I personally think that he's creepier than the actual Jeffrey Dahmer. If you look at real interviews of Dahmer, like, he seems like kind of just like a neighbor, like a regular guy who just is saying wild shit that comes out of his mouth. He's so matter of fact. He's so forthcoming with everything. But then you watch Evan Peters doing this, and it's like, he's creepier. He's fucking creepy. He's creepy.
He brings the character to life. And, you know, I imagine, and I know from playing, you know, characters that are not likable, he's not looking at it like I'm playing a bad guy. You can't look at it like I'm playing a bad guy, because, you know, there's some people that were in Jeffrey Dahmer's life that, like, thought he was cool.
Yeah.
Thought he was nice. You know, that didn't have bad things to say about him.
Yeah.
And it just, like, if somebody plays Adolf Hitler or a serial killer or a murderer or a skinhead, you have to treat them as a human being. And I'm sure he had to. Listen, he don't need no acting tips from me. He don't need no acting tips from anybody, because homie killed.
Yeah, he did.
He killed it as Jeffrey Dahmer. And he got the internet all fucked up.
I mean, and you've only seen two episodes. You got to keep watching it. I'm on episode 8. There's 10.
My wife won't watch it.
Oh, you got to keep watching it.
She said, why are you watching this? She said, I can't watch this. My other friend, Barr, was like, I ain't watching that shit. I got kids. I don't need to see this nasty motherfucker. But it's the most watched show on Netflix right now, which is insane.
Yeah, it's huge. And I understand the people who don't want to watch it, not just because it's creepy and all that, but, like, I'm also conflicted because I really can't stand these dramatizations and, like, you know, like, people are just really glorifying these serial killers and, you know, like, fucking Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy and now, like, the Dahmer series. And, you know, I feel like it's just, like, I don't know. I feel weird about watching it at the same time, but, like, it is very well done. The acting from everybody is great. I mean, what's his name is so fucking good in it too. Richard Jenkins, who plays the dad.
The father. Plays the father.
And I've looked up the real father and they sound exactly alike. The casting is great. Niecy Nash is fucking great. She's always good.
Have you gotten to the part when he's in prison yet? Is he in prison in the show?
He goes to prison for something for a year and then he gets out. But I'm on the trial now. I'm on episode 8. There's 10 episodes. It's a slow burn, but, like, man, I mean, it's really told from, like, the victim's point of view on a lot of it. They don't really, it's not really, like, from Dahmer's point of view. It's kind of like you're just, like, a fly on the wall watching him do his thing. But, I mean, what a sick motherfucker. And Evan Peters was really good in that Kate Winslet show. Remember that Kate Winslet show that was on HBO? He played the cop opposite her.
Oh, Murder Dirter.
Murder Dirter. Remember he played the detective opposite her? He's very good. He kills it, but he is creepy.
He's good in Murder Dirter, but not as good as he is as Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, he's great as Jeffrey Dahmer. But Dahmer...
Like I said, Jeffrey Dahmer, dude, yo, if you can pull off a romantic comedy...
You're better than Daniel Day-Lewis at that point.
Yeah, you're fuck Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis, you might be some Denzel. Shit. Denzel Washington ain't got shit on me. You could do Denzel Washington speech to Training Day... to Denzel Washington when you win the Oscar. You could be like, Denzel Washington ain't got shit on me. I just won an Oscar for playing fucking Jeffrey Dahmer and I did a romantic comedy. Because nobody, he's disturbing in that.
Yeah, he is.
I have to finish watching it.
I want you to keep watching it because it's just, there's a lot of other crazy shit. But that first episode is really something. I remember being in Canada with you in Vancouver. And I remember I was, like, fucking around on my computer and you had your headphones on and you were just like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And I'm like, what are you watching? And you're like, the new Dahmer series. And I was like, I'm not going to watch that. I don't want to see, like, a fucking dramatization of this shit. But you were so captivated by it. And I never heard you, like, so fucking reactionary about anything like that. And I was like, fuck, I gotta watch this shit. It is crazy. If you haven't seen it, put it on. The shit's pretty well done and it's really good. I'm enjoying it right now. It's sick. Sick motherfucker.
Speaking of sick motherfuckers, Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce. Miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene. Les Miserables. That's what I call her. Les Miserables.
Yep.
After 27 years, her husband, Perry Greene, filed for divorce. And this is a woman who's all about, you know, traditional family values, and they have three adult kids. Allegedly, she's cheated on poor Perry Green with a tantric sex guru. Obviously, she knows where the Jewish space lasers are. She knows where the buttons are. She knows the codes for the Jewish space lasers. And, you know, she looks like fucking Barney Rubble. She looks like a combination of a middle linebacker who played NFL football in the 60s when they had no helmets.
Okay? That's true.
She looks like she's been in some barroom brawls. She looks like a fucking barroom brawler, Marjorie Taylor Greene. But this is not about you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is about your husband, Perry Greene, who stood in the pocket with you for 27 fucking years.
Imagine being in a relationship with a fucking cave troll for almost 30 fucking years. Imagine that. Imagine being in that.
Imagine what that must have been like to be in the trenches with that beast for 30 years. Build this motherfucker a statue. He deserves a statue. And I just want to say this directly to camera. Perry Greene, if you're out there, you are welcome to come on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast anytime, my friend. I have an open heart and an open ear, and I'll fly you to New York. I've never offered this to anybody. I will fly you to New York and put you up. Well, I don't need to put you in a fancy hotel because you've been living with a fucking, with a barroom brawler. So I'm sure that, like, I'll give you a fucking sleeping bag and I'll get you a pillow. Okay. But I'll fly you to New York. You come to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I would love to meet you. And if you want to air out what it was like being married to Marjorie Taylor Greene, a.k.a. Les Miserables, my podcast studio is two podcast studios. Is that proper Spanish?
I think it's sound about right.
Mi microphone is two microphone?
I think it's mi microphone. Mi microphone has two microphone.
Mi, what is it?
I think it's I think it's mi microphone S is...
Mi microphone.
No, now you're doing like a Mario accent. That sounds like Mario.
But is it
mi microphone?
Microphone.
It's a mi microphone.
Is that
no,
it?
No, man. You don't got to say it like that. You could just say my. You
I
know,
wanted to
come
do it in Spanish.
And,
maybe, huh?
But should I look that up? My microphone is your.
How
microphone?
How do you say microphone? Two microphone is me microphone.
Is your microphone in Spanish? That's well, I'll tell you right now. That's me
how
microfono es tu microfono.
Okay, well, Perry Greene, you're welcome to come on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I just have to give you one of my patented, traditional, old school laughs. Oh, you fuck.
Yes,
oh,
man.
Oh, miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene, you fuck you. You look like you played hockey. You look like you played minor league hockey as a goalie. And you got fucking pucked to the face oh so many times. Perry Greene, I feel bad for you, bruh. I feel real bad for you, but I'm not surprised. And like I said, I'm going to really try to file some sort of paperwork to try to get you a statue built. Maybe we send you to a monastery, and like a monk. This guy's probably like has the heart of a monk. Like this guy is probably has the patience of a fucking, I mean, like he should be teaching classes and doing TED Talks on how to make it work because he made it work with the biggest beast of all time.
He woke up somehow, man. You got to give him credit for that. I mean, I'd be curious as to what tipped the scale with that. I mean, what she cheated on him, right?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly, she likes guys at the gym.
Interesting.
Allegedly, she has a thing for the dudes at the gym.
She kind of got a face like a bodybuilder too.
Oh man, she got a face like a bodybuilder. She got a face like a construction worker.
Right.
I mean, she got a face like an old pair of Timberland boots from the 90s. Like she looks like she just like, you know,
leather, just leather.
She got a face like a construction worker who's wearing Timberland boots and he's on that fucking hoisting people up and down all day, every day, right on fucking Broadway and 37th. Traffic, you know, mud, heat, all that shit. That's what miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene looks like and feels like. Her essence, it's not even so much she looks like. What she exudes is that. What she exudes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and the fucking ironic part about the whole thing is at the end, she's like asking for privacy at this difficult time. And what about like,
fuck you, you know, pig.
She deserves the exact same amount of privacy and respect that she showed to all the victims of the school shootings that she harassed. So basically none, and you know?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, is it the Libs' fault? Is it the Libs' fault that you got divorced? Is it the Dems? Is it woke culture? Is it Twitter? Or is it those Jewish space lasers? Which one is it? Is it blame the Debs? Is it Joe Biden's fault? Is it Joe Biden's fault you got divorced that Perry Green probably finally woke up? Oh, yeah. It's woke culture because Perry Green woke the fuck up. Oh, he woke up.
What about the sanctity of marriage, brother?
Oh, you, traditional values.
I mean, what happened to all that? Out the fucking window.
He put out a statement saying they're going to remain friends and I said, she probably had him in a fucking headlock.
Yeah.
And was like, you're going to fucking say this. He's probably so scared of that beast. He is probably so scared. I mean, can you imagine bedding down with that animal for 27 joints?
And he stuck with her even after her affairs with that CrossFit trainer.
Alleged affairs.
That's true.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What else we got? I wanted to tell you this, and I wanted to see if you can give me any pep talks, because I've talked about this every year. This weekend is the coveted Gorilla Bowl in fantasy football.
Oh.
I am playing Baba Booey, Fafa Fooey, Tata Toothy, Boofy in fantasy football. Everybody knows the history. Everybody knows the rivalry. My goal this weekend is to beat them, strip them naked, and send them into the streets, confused, sweating, and beaten down.
Right.
Do you have any advice for me?
I don't. It's not that I have advice for you. I'm just shocked that he doesn't have a dentist appointment to be at this weekend. I'm surprised that he's participating in the Gorilla Bowl.
Right. Like, why are you spending time on fantasy football and not spending more time on your teeth?
I don't.
Why are you still in a fantasy football league when you have fucking teeth that need tending to? That's a valid point. That's your question is why is he even playing fantasy football with a mouth like that?
I just thought he would be at the dentist. I mean, and on Halloween, you know, don't give this guy any candy. They should be handing out braces to this motherfucker. He is a baboon. He's a fucking baboon. I'd imagine hell to look something like the inside of Bowie's mouth. I would say that's probably what it looks like. Something like that. The tooth fairy didn't fuck with him as a kid. You know that, right?
No, he scared the tooth fairy.
Right.
He came, the tooth fairy came to go pick up some of those teeth and the tooth fairy fucking flew away and ran its life. It flew away for, first of all, they're too heavy to pick up.
Yeah.
I can't carry these teeth. How am I supposed to carry these teeth? I can only carry so many teeth in one night. What am I going to do? This is like carrying like a boulder. The tooth fairy's not that big.
No.
Tooth fairy's got a lot of business every night, moving around, flying around, you know, taking teeth, giving money. It can't put a fucking, a boulder of a imagine those teeth when he was young.
Oh my God. I mean, I think that he might be the only person who can chew on rocks and it would fix his teeth. I think that maybe that would do something for him. But if only he put as much time and energy into seeing a dentist, you know, as he does with the shit talking to you. You know, he might have a chance of being a stick man.
Don't worry about me, Bowie. Don't worry about fantasy football. We'll find somebody to replace you in the league. Worry about those fucking chompers.
No, he can't keep your name out of his teeth. I mean his mouth. Or, you know, whatever.
Do you know that I heard, I don't know if it's true, that he was offered a deal from a meditation. You know, I have this app, Calm.
Right.
They were going to do meditation where you just stare at his teeth. Because those teeth can lull you to sleep. Like, if you just watch his teeth.
Is it just constantly zooming in? Like, is it like it's hypnosis?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Hypnosis. It'll lull you to fucking sleep. And then you go into like a translucent, you know, REM state just from just watching the teeth.
I think that you could just, if you're scared of flying, if you're afraid of roller coasters, I think the hypnotists should use that in their office. Just have that. Just keep looking at that. Forget the swinging clock going back and forth. You're getting sleepy. Just get a fucking visualizer of Gary's teeth. And I think that could do wonders for a lot of people. My dad's terrified of elevators. He should sit in that fucking office and just stare at Bowie's teeth. I guarantee you he'll be going up and down the fucking building in
no
time.
That's what I'm saying. He could put it on a fucking app or like YouTube. And first of all, he'll make so much money. Second of all, he's helping the world.
I know that. I mean, that's the thing. It's advantageous.
I have to make this short because I'm realizing that I have this thing in a few minutes. So I got a couple of more minutes. Do you have any parting words after bunking down with me for 4 days in Vancouver?
It was just it's similar to like going to Vegas for a weekend where it's like you're pumped to go there. You got your money. You're ready to gamble. You're ready to go clubbing. And then after 24 hours is up, you're emotionally and physically drained and depleted of everything in your body. And it's like, you're ready to get the fuck out of that place. That shithole, that hellhole. I was ready after the second day with the coughing and the snorting and the farting to
well,
just
fuck
it was
you.
We had a great time though. That don't get me wrong, we had a great time.
Well, fuck you. How about that? How about that?
We had a great time.
You know, because yeah, we had a great time. So then what are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. No, I just think, you know, it's like I told you, you're that guy that can be taken in doses. And people ask me all the time, how much of that is an act? Is that really Michael? Is that a version of Michael? And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I used to tell people that's really funny. I get asked that all the time. That is a version of Michael. You know, this is a comedic genius. You know, this is a version of him that I see a whole other side to him. But the more and more that I know you and the more that I've spent time with you, people have asked me that same question. Like someone asked me that a week ago and they were like, how much of that is Michael? And I was like, that's not a version of him. That's you. Like, I think that what you project out there and how you are on Instagram, how you are on the podcast, when the recording is done, you don't like go chill. Like you're like this. And you know what? In your sleep, You do shit in your, like, it's, I was like, damn, I don't know if it's like the commitment level with you. I don't know if this is like a whole Andy Kaufman thing, but even in your sleep, it'll be like 4 a.m. and you'll be like dead asleep. And then like I'll move or something and you'll wake up for a split second. You'll be like, you'll start coughing and be like, motherfucker, fucking pig. Like it's in your sleep. It's like, I don't think you're doing that for me. I don't think you're trying to entertain me at 4 a.m. I think that's really like in your DNA. Like it's it's like a crazy person.
Oh shit.
But it's cool. And I like that's that. Commitment though. I don't know if that's either like, goddamn, give this guy all the fucking awards or lock this motherfucker up in a cage because he's nuts. You're crazy. Man. You're a crazy person. And I'm friends with a crazy person.
I like that.
I like that. A lot.
Oh man.
Anyway.
All right. Well, it's just 40 minutes of fury.
Right.
40 flying minutes of fury. Museum quality. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcasting. We came, we saw, we disrupted. I know people were like, more. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend. Listen to the episodes over and over and over again. Okay? I'm on tour. You know the place. MichaelRapportComedy.com. I will be in Minnesota. I'll be in Austin. I said it all. I want everybody to stay safe. I want everybody to stay sane. I want everybody to stay disruptive. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real loud and real funky. I'm Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled Kalshi and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.